Hey there, my name is Kathy, and welcome to my podcast, That Chronic Thing. I'm here to share my experiences living with chronic illness, including ME/CFS and MS, and offer support and advice for dealing with similar struggles. This show is a resource for anyone looking for support, advice, and a sense of community as they navigate life with chronic illness. I know firsthand how hard it can be to adapt to a new way of life, managing symptoms, finding a new rhythm, and doing this all while you're going to a gazillion doctor's visits. But through my own struggles, I've learned to find joy and laughter along the way, and I really hope you can do the same. So join me and other chronic illness warriors as we tackle the ups and downs of living with chronic illness together. Life with chronic illness can be really tough. We have to figure out meds, go to the doctor, cope with symptoms, rinse and repeat. So when we find tips and tricks, or what we often call hacks, to make things easier, it sometimes makes a world of a difference. I remember when I got my tub guard, which I'll elaborate on a bit more later, which helped me get in and out of the tub. And suddenly, my favorite nightly soak was available to me again. My baths, which had become unavailable to me due to my decreased strength, suddenly were available to me again due to this one gadget being added to the side of my tub. And once I got in, I wanted to share it with all my friends who could benefit from it. It was a bit like when I get a new dress, let's say on clearance, and it has pockets. I wanted to scream it from the rooftops. But in this case, it was even better, as it was something that made the basic parts of life that everyone deserves and should have accessible to them. It made me feel better. It made me feel less ill. And I wanted every one of my chronically ill friends to know about it. So that's what we're doing today. We're going to talk about some of our favorite tips, tricks, and hacks that may make your life better if you've chronic illness. I'll share some of mine and I'll share some of yours. I asked for your favorite chronic illness support tools on Instagram, and boy, did you deliver. The best part of chatting with all of you on Instagram was hearing the diversity in needs and solutions. I get stuck in my bubble thinking about what I need, what works for me. And the truth is that we in the chronic illness world have varying symptoms, and therefore we have varying needs. So buckle up and get ready to hear some favorites from me and some of my Instagram friends. Let's first talk about cooling devices, something I can definitely relate to needing, especially in the heat wave I've been experiencing in the Bay Area the past couple weeks. If you're like me, you may have difficulty regulating your temperature, something like you're overheating 1 second and then you're not the next, but then you're overheating again. It's difficult. My friend Julie is in the same camp and recommended to me something she referred to as both her holy grail and also as a game changer. It's a Taurus Coolify 2 neck air conditioner. According to the brand's description on Amazon, cool down by 30 degrees Fahrenheit in 1 second, equipped with large areas of semiconductor cooling chips wrapped around your neck, instantly transporting you to a world of ice and snow. And the NTC chip provides instant cooling, banishing any discomfort from your entire body. Okay, I have to admit, that sounds hella awesome. And even without that description, I completely trust Julie's game changer testimonial. It looks like prices start around $179 USD, as there are a few different models. The reason we need cooling technology completely varies. Temperature regulation is a symptom of so many conditions. And even if you do not have chronic illness, I bet this device would be hugely beneficial for menopause. Julie and I have been chatting about another cooling device that goes on your wrist, which I won't name, that neither of us found to be beneficial. So if you're comparing those on the market, go for this neck air conditioner over the wrist gadget. Thanks, Julie. Before we leave the topic of cooling, I want to share some great tips I got from Cato. They have a lot of great tools, including a big gel ice pack they put on their lap, cooling towels, and a neck fan. But here's one that I think is a great idea. Instant ice packs that can be kept in the car. I have some of those in the house for first aid purposes, but I never thought to put them in the car to help me for cooling. I'm totally going to add this to my chronic illness repertoire. There are many days I can't cool down, especially when I leave the house and exacerbate my symptoms. Having ice packs in the car is a great idea. Thanks, Cato. Now, shall we pivot from cold to hot? We might as well, since my body often decides to do that for me. Kind of a temperature regulation joke, anyone? But really, warming devices, and yes, we're talking about heating pads, are important chronic illness tools that every chronic illness individual likely has in their home already. Likely, the important thing to mention is the type of heating pad to have. The battery pack wireless, the microwavable, the wired, the large, the small. Everyone has their favorite and everyone has many. I think I have maybe five. I'll go ahead and put some of my favorites submitted by our Insta friends as well as my favorite in the show notes. What is there to say about heating pads? They're amazing. They greatly help us with pain. Okay, next. We've talked about temperature regulation and cooling and heating devices. How about we move to the bathroom? It ain't so pretty, but so many of us have conditions that lead to symptoms that, well, are straight up shitty. As we all know, everyone poops. But not everyone poops the way someone with chronic illness does. I mean, we have IBD, IBS, spinal cord injuries, all sorts of jazz contributing to blowouts. And cleaning up these blowouts isn't always pretty and definitely isn't easy. And if you have hypermobility, which a lot of us do, we can easily hurt our backs and shoulders twisting to clean. So enter, a drum roll please, the bidet, an attachment for your toilet that helps cleanup go from not so pretty to pretty easy. Man, I sound like I'm writing an advertisement here. But in reality, I'm just sharing my friend Whitney's favorite chronic illness tool to have in her home. I think I've made my case for it already, but imagine how it helps with heavy periods as well. So get a bidet, because shit is hard enough for us. Let's make cleanup easy. Da 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 da. Thanks, Whitney. Now, if you're not ready for the bidet, let me share my favorite alternative. If you're thinking I'm going to say wet wipes, you're partially right. Wet wipes are great, but they need to go to the garbage can, and I think that's pretty gross. During the pandemic, I was ordering toilet paper from a company that also made a product called toilet paper foam, sprayed directly onto folded toilet paper and wipe as usual. It is a godsend. That company stopped making it, but it looks like there are a lot of other brands making it. So Google toilet paper foam. It's good stuff. Easy peasy. And you could fit a bottle in your purse or your tote bag, so you have it on the go. A product that is good for home and outside the house? A+. Okay, you can relax. We're leaving the bathroom. Let's go sit on the couch or get in bed. Either way, do you ever feel like you have everything right by you? Or do you feel like, oh no, I have to grab something important, but I just laid down? When you're sick, it can be hard to keep getting up to grab your necessities. Enter the wheeled cart. Emily advises that a wheeled cart with a few shelves is perfect for setting up your daily items. Here's a breakdown of how she uses it. First level, multiple water bottles and sometimes her lunch in a cooler bag if she needs to stay in bed. Second level, small divided containers and zip bags with medication for the day and spare as needed meds, earplugs and an eye mask. other hygiene items like toothpaste and toothbrush, nail care items, alcohol wipes, important spare charging cords. We all know how charging cords are a necessity. Third level, shelf stable snacks like fruit pouches, muesli bars, nuts and seeds, crackers and nut butter, plus electrolyte tabs, a blood pressure machine, sick bags, notebooks and pens, plus the almighty iPad. Sometimes she may put her crafts or Nintendo Switch on the cart if she's away from her normal daytime resting spot. I am in awe of how well prepared she is with this cart. She is set to take care of herself. Emily actually made a post called Helpful Items for My Moderate to Severe ME/CFS, which, like all items, will be linked in the show notes. Although the cart was Emily's favorite item to be included in this episode, there are so many other great items in that post you should check out. Thank you, Emily. Let's talk about mobility devices just for a couple minutes. Whether you're in the home or going out into the big, wide world, sometimes you need a little help and support for mobility. I've used a cane, rollator, manual wheelchair, and power wheelchair, so I have a lot to say on this topic. I feel like it easily could be its own episode. But for now, let's touch a bit on the use of a cane. Erica says her cane has made outings so much more doable. Not only does it give her more stability, it reminds her to slow her pace. She says, "Since my disability, like so many others, is invisible, I find the cane to be a helpful reminder of my own limitations. And honoring my limitations is how I ultimately take care of myself." That hits home. A lot of the time, I go somewhere that I don't need my wheelchair, and I'm tempted not to take my cane. But the truth is, I need it. And like Erica, it helps me honor my limitations. It helps me take care of myself. But in most cases, I do need my wheelchair. Like I mentioned, I have both a manual and a power wheelchair, but my favorite is the power wheelchair. The power wheelchair lets me navigate the world independently, just like when I use my cane. I intentionally bought a power wheelchair that disassembles, as I wanted one that could fit into a standard vehicle. The problem is even the lightest piece is a bit heavy for me, and certainly the heaviest piece is well outside my capabilities for lifting in and out of the car. That means I always need assistance if I want to take my wheelchair anywhere. I've yet to save up for an accessible vehicle with a ramp or lift attached, so for now, I primarily use my chair in my immediate neighborhood or at the farmer's market, local shops, and coffee house. Luckily, I have quite a lot within rolling distance. My power wheelchair has made outings more doable, just like Erica and her cane, but always with honoring my limitations. Thanks, Erica. Let's switch topics. Let me tell you a little story about my visit to Kohl's yesterday. My mom had a 40% coupon, and there was no way we were going to let that go to waste without at least strolling the aisles to see what we could find. So with me in my manual wheelchair and my mom pushing me from behind, we went around the store and checked out our favorite sections. It was a two-level store. Downstairs was fine, but when we went upstairs, I suddenly was met with an onslaught of noise. The music was louder upstairs and my irritation level skyrocketed. I couldn't handle it. It felt like the sound was nails on a chalkboard within my brain, ringing in my ears suddenly. I had my mom push me away from the aisles that had speakers above them, even though she wanted to look at the stuff in that section. But then I remembered I had earplugs in my purse. I'd bought them for a comedy show about a year prior and had kept them in my purse in case I needed them for sound sensitivity. So I put them in and the sound reduced right away. And so did all my physical symptoms that had started to manifest. I immediately felt so much better. Chronic illness often leads to a symptom of sound sensitivity. And those of us experiencing it have to find a way to lower the sound or block it out entirely. I was lucky that I had my Eargasm brand earplugs on me. I'll be honest that I did not research these when I bought them, but they work excellently for me. Kato has given us multiple recommendations that work well for them. They have loop engage earplugs, which reduce decibel levels and actually block some sound. The loop earplugs also have an additional piece that reduce the decibels even more, which Kato uses when they need it to be quieter, like in a naturally louder place like a store, maybe Kohl's, or when they have a headache but they want to interact with or talk to their partner. They also have calmer earplugs, which they don't reduce the decibels, but they change the ear shape to better receive the sound. They wear these most of the time. In both cases, the loop or calmer earplugs help Kato reduce the sound sensitivity, which in turn saves energy, which is oh so critical when you have a chronic illness. Thanks, Kato, for your recommendations. You could say that these earplugs are tools. Let's talk about some other tools. Do you ever have difficulty leaning down to pick something up, or simply not have the energy or strength to do it? In my case, if I lean down to pick something up once, I'm okay. But if I have a couple things to pick up, let's say my dog has torn up a toy and there's fluff all over the floor, I start to get dizzy really quick from leaning down. Ashley says her Reacher is one of her most used tools. She takes it out and about with her. It has a carabiner clip on it, so she can hook it on her purse, wheelchair, or somewhere else. Ashley shared that her back is fused from nearly top down to her pelvis, so reaching down to pick something up is hard. Plus, sometimes her muscles are too weak due to her ME/CFS. I have ME/CFS, and I can relate to that. She says her Reacher saves her a ton of energy, which is great to hear. Besides reaching down to the floor, it can also be used to reach items in the back of a cabinet that are hard to get, or pulling items out of the washer. I can relate to that. Sometimes I have trouble reaching stuff in my washer. Or she takes it shopping to get items off shelves. Thank you, Ashley, for sharing your favorite tool and giving us all these great examples. Let me share another tool with you that I personally use almost daily. This tool doesn't really have a name. Well, I guess you could say it's like an iPhone holder, and it goes around my neck. It also can be adjusted to be an iPhone stand if you don't want it around your neck. The important part is that you become hands-free. I use it for classes and workshops I attend, as well as FaceTime visits with my friends and family. My hands and arms hurt almost immediately when I hold the phone up in front of my face. This amazingly simple tool eliminates the need to hold my phone and does the job for me. I highly recommend getting one if you have difficulty holding your phone. The one warning I'll give you is that it doesn't fit well with thicker cases. So if you have a case on your phone that has like a loop or backing of some type, you'll have to remove that in order to put it on with the holder. Other than that, you're good to go. And I promised I'd get back to that bathtub. Taking a soak is one of my favorite things to do, both for my body's aches and for my self-care and relaxation. But a few years ago, I started to find it almost impossible to get in and out of the tub. I think buying a tub guard was one of my first purchases from a mobility store. The device fits on the side of a standard tub and locks on so that you can hold onto it when getting in and out of the tub. It is much better than a grab bar attached to the wall, as it is centrally placed and closer to the threshold. I'm dependent on it for taking a bath. I also hold onto it when I lean back and sit up in the tub. So we've covered quite a bit, but still so little in terms of the tools that those with chronic illness use on a daily basis. I have a small collection of tools that I use just for migraine, and I'll be covering those in an upcoming episode where I share my migraine journey, as well as some of my favorite tips and tools for taking care of my head. I also have tools for caring for my gut and IBS, and maybe I'll do an episode for that. Ever since I became quite sick, my toolbox has become bigger and more complicated. Can you relate? I hope you learned at least one new thing today that can help you. I'd love to hear from you with some tips, tricks, and tools that you use so we can do a second episode like today's in the future. You can reach me on Instagram. Contact details are in the show notes alongside all the links for today's items. And of course, as usual, that contact info is where you can send any questions, comments, and love letters. There are so many ways to share independent podcasts like that Chronic Thing, and you're already doing the best one by listening. But if you want to do more, please share it directly through texts or on Instagram so that we can reach more people, and leave us a rating on Apple Podcasts. Until next time, I hope you have a wonderfully low symptom, or even better, no symptom week. Take care.